Hello, this is the Walt Disney Storyteller. I'm going to tell you the story of Peter Pan, which you can follow in your book. Oh, that was the crocodile. He swallowed an alarm clock, and every time he ticks, that's the signal for you to turn the page. Ready? Listen. Once there were three children, Wendy, John, and Michael. At bedtime, Wendy would tell a story to her little brothers, John and Michael. And tonight, as usual, it was about their favorite hero from Neverland.
Peter Pan?
Yes, John.
And Captain Hook, the pirate?
Yes, Michael. They had a terrible fight. Swish went Hook's sword. Snick went Pan's dagger and cut off Captain Hook's hand. And it fell right into the waiting jaws of the crocodile.
That's why the captain wears a hook instead of a hand.
Yes, and he swore he'd have revenge if it took him the rest of his life.
Wendy didn't know that outside her window, Peter Pan himself was listening, and with him a tiny pixie named Tinkerbell. She talked like this.
Yes, Tink, that's Wendy, the girl who believes in us.
Did you turn the page?
Well, that's all for now. Good night, boys.
Good night, Wendy.
Pan waited until the children were sound asleep, then...
Wendy? Wendy?
Peter Pan and Tinkerbell.
Come on, Wendy. I'm taking you to Neverland.
Your magic island? Oh, how wonderful. John, Michael, we're going to Neverland.
Wait, do they believe in fairy tales too?
Yes, we believe.
All right, then.
Can I hunt Indians on your magic island?
Of course, John. The Lost Boys will show you the Indians.
The Lost Boys? Who are they?
Oh, you know, Michael. They're Peter's men. Whenever a boy is lost, he lives with Peter in Neverland.
But how will we get there?
Fly, of course. First, sprinkle him with a little pixie dust, Tink.
Oh!
And now, think of wonderful thoughts.
Think of a wonderful thought. Any merry little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow. Think of sleigh bells, off you go like reindeer in the sky. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
And out the window they flew, off to Neverland. In the meantime, Captain Hook's pirate ship also headed toward Neverland, and the pirates sang as they sailed.
Whoa, a pirate's life is a wonderful life, a roving over the sea. Give me a career as a buccaneer, it's the life of a pirate for me. Oh, the life of a pirate for me.
But as the ship neared the coast of Neverland, Captain Hook paced the deck in a fury as he talked to his first mate, a man named Smee.
Revenge, Smee, revenge! Wait till I lay me hook on that Peter Pan!
But, Captain, you don't even know his hiding place.
Nobody knows Smee except the Indian princess, Tiger Lily.
But Tiger Lily's his friend. She won't tell.
We'll capture her, Smee, and make her talk.
Peter Pan, ahoy!
What? What? Where?
In the sky. Flying this way. There's a whole pack of them.
Good. We'll get the lot. Man the cannon.
Yes, can the man. Man the cannon.
Ready? Aim. Fire!
High among the clouds, Peter Pan saw the cannonball just in time.
Look out!
Oh, what was that?
It's Hook. Quick, fly to Neverland while I keep him busy. Fly straight to Hangman's Tree, my hideout.
Away flew the children with Tinkerbell leading.
Tink! Tink, wait!
But Tinkerbell was jealous of Wendy and flew all the faster. straight to Hangman's Tree, which was so big and so hollow that the inside was large enough for a wonderful secret hideout. Tinkerbell arrived long before Wendy, and out of the knothole entrance of the hollow tree tumbled Peter's own men, the Lost Boys.
What's up, Tink?
Now, while you and I might not understand that, the Lost Boys did.
Tinkerbell, repeat that. A terrible Wendy bird coming this way.
Pan orders us to shoot it?
Look, here it comes now. Quick, spears, stones. Ready? Fire!
Bang, 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 boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang.
Poor Wendy. Down she came. But out of nowhere swooped Peter Pan and caught her just in time. Pan was furious.
What's the idea, man? Wendy's our friend.
Friend? But Tink said to shoot her.
What? Tinkerbell? Go! I never want to see you again.
Oh, poor Tinkerbell.
As Tinkerbell left, John and Michael arrived.
I say, where are the Indians?
The Lost Boys will show you. Wendy, come with me.
Where, Peter?
To see the rest of Neverland.
Away flew Peter and Wendy, and into the forest marched the boys, singing...
Tee-dum, tee-dee, a tweedledee-dum, tee-dum. We're one for all, and all of us out for fun. We march in line and follow the other one. With a tweedledee-dum, a tweedledee-dee-dum.
The boys hadn't gone far when suddenly...
Indians!
The Indians swooped down on the boys.
They cut it out!
Tied them hand and foot.
Turn me loose!
Here we go!
And dragged them before their chief.
Why you capture Princess Tiger Lily?
Tiger Lily?
We don't have her.
A big lie. Tiger Lily not back by sunset. You die.
The Lost Boys weren't lying, for they didn't have Tiger Lily. But Captain Hook did, as Peter and Wendy soon found out while exploring Neverland.
Look, Wendy, this is the entrance to Dismal Cave.
Oh, it's spooky.
Now, me proud princess!
Peter, someone's in there.
Shh! Listen.
The tide is rising. Tell me the hiding place of Peter Pan, or you will stay tied to this rock till you drown.
It's Hook. He's got Tiger Lily.
Oh, Peter, save her.
I will. I'll imitate the voice of Mr. Smee and tell Hook the crocodile is after him.
Yes, yes. He's afraid of the crocodile, isn't he?
Terribly. When I cut off Hook's hand in that duel, the crocodile swallowed it. Ever since, he's wanted to taste the rest of Hook. And Hook knows it. Now watch.
Ahoy, Captain Hook! The crocodile is after you!
The crocodile! Help me! Help! Help!
Out of the cave rushed Captain Hook. In swooped Pan and rescued the helpless princess.
Come on, Wendy. Off to the Indian camp.
Now it was sunset at the Indian camp. The Lost Boys, as well as Michael and John, still tied up, faced the chief.
Sunset come. Tiger Lily not back. Pale-faced boys die.
No, no, please, no, please don't.
Then, suddenly, up in the sky...
Look, it's Peter Pan.
Peter Pan!
And it was Peter Pan, flying back with Tiger Lily.
Keep good. Set 'em boys free.
Hooray!
And now, boys, let's go back to my hideout.
Pan friend, before you go back to Hangman's Tree, anything you want to know about Indians?
Sure. What made the red man red?
Oh, that easy.
What made the red man red? What made the red man red? Let's go back a million years to the very first Indian prince. He'd kiss a maid and start to blush, and we've all been blushing since. Now you know why the red man's red.
And learning that, Peter and the children flew back to Hangman's Tree. Meanwhile, Tinkerbell, jealous of Wendy and driven away by Peter Pan, had fallen into the clutches of Captain Hook, who was wooing her with false promises.
Don't worry, Tinkerbell. We'll get rid of Wendy for you. Eh, Smee?
Right. And we won't harm Peter Pan. But you must tell us his hiding place.
Yes, we can't get rid of Wendy unless you tell us Pan's hiding place. Come on, where is it? Hangman's Tree? Hangman's Tree, of course! Smee, she told us! And now, we've got him!
While Tinkerbell was talking to Hook, the children reached the hideout, and Wendy was beginning to worry.
Boys, we really must go home. Mother will miss us.
Mother? What's a mother?
The lost boys were puzzled. They'd never had a mother.
Oh, you poor boys. I'll tell you what a mother is.
She's the angel voice that bids you good night, kisses your cheek, whispers sleep tight. Divine, your mother and mine.
Oh, Wendy, I'm homesick.
All right, Michael. We'll leave at once. Will you show us the way, Peter?
The Lost Boys will show you. I'm staying here.
So, out of the knothole, which was the secret entrance to Hangman's Tree, marched the children, all except Pan. And all except Pan marched right into the hands of...
Captain Hook!
Grab him, man! And take him to the ship!
The pirate crew dragged their helpless victims away, while Hook stayed behind in front of the knothole.
And now, Smee, to leave this package for Peter Pan.
Aye, it says, to Peter from Wendy. Open later.
We'll drop it in this knothole, Smee, and when Pan finds it, won't he be surprised?
A package for Peter? What do you suppose it could be?
Many a thief, we plundered for many a crook, but never a gent so elegant as the elegant Captain Hook, the world's most famous crook.
On board ship, John, Michael, Wendy, and the Lost Boys heard Captain Hook pronounce their doom.
You'll walk the plank, all of ya!
What? Walk the plank? Now Tinkerbell was sorry. Still, there was hope, and Tinkerbell shouted into Hook's ear.
What, Tinkerbell? Peter Pan will save them? Pan will be blown to bits by the bomb!
So that was the package. Away flew Tinkerbell to warn Peter. At Hangman's Tree, Peter was opening his present.
Oh, hello, Tink.
Tinkerbell tried hard to warn Peter.
What? A bomb? Oh, don't be silly.
But Peter wouldn't listen. And then... And when the smoke cleared...
Tink! Tink! I'm all right. Are you?
Yes, Tinkerbell was all right, too. And then she told Peter Pan what was happening aboard the pirate ship.
Hook's got Wendy and the boys. Come on, Tink.
Aboard the ship, Wendy bravely walked the plank, reached the end, and stepped off. And just as she was about to land in the water...
Wendy! Wendy!
Look, Michael! It's Peter Pan!
Down swooped Pan. Catching Wendy, he brought her to the deck.
Hooray!
Pan drew his dagger and faced the cruel pirate.
Now, Hook, prepare to die.
Why, you insolent brat! My sword will slash you to ribbons!
But Hook was no match for the clever Pan.
Smee, help me!
Sorry, Captain, we are leaving.
Like the cowards they were, the crew deserted.
Pour the longboat!
Row for your lives, men!
Now, with a final lunge, Pan drove Hook right through the ship's rail. And that was the end of Captain Hook. For waiting in the water was our old friend, the crocodile, who now tasted all of Captain Hook. The Lost Boys, as well as Michael, John, and Wendy, everyone cheered Peter Pan.
Hooray, Peter Pan!
But Peter Pan knew that Michael, John, and Wendy were homesick, so he began to shout orders.
Stand by to cast off!
Aye, 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 sir!
But Peter, where are we going?
We're taking you home, Wendy. Hoist anchor! Pixie dust!
As Tinkerbell circled over the ship, sprinkling pixie dust, the ship rose out of the water and sailed off into the clouds. Safe at home, Wendy and her brothers watched the pirate ship sail back to Neverland.
Goodbye, John, Michael.
Goodbye,
Lost Boys.
Goodbye, Wendy.
Goodbye, Peter. And thank you for a wonderful adventure.
Well, it happened to Wendy and her brothers. And if you believe in fairy tales, then perhaps someday you too can fly away and have a wonderful adventure with Peter Pan in Neverland.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly.